Hello, and welcome to the Mercenary Star Podcast. We are a Battletech podcast highlighting the storied mercenary units in the Battletech universe. My name is Seth, aka White Fox SG. I'm your host, and I'm joined today by a very special guest, my co-host for the day, Battletech author and returning guest, Jason Hunt Hanza. How are you doing today, Jason?
Good. Thanks for having me back. I'm super excited.
Absolutely. Anytime we have an excuse to get together and chat, I'm always for it. So, but today, on today's episode, we have a very special, exclusive announcement episode and discussion. I'm super excited for it, Jason. Today, we are talking about a newly announced upcoming novel that Jason is writing called Farther Country, coming April 1st, 2025.
Yes, I'm super excited and honored that CGL asked me to write this novel as a, the sequel for Far Country, you know, which was released years and years ago.
Yeah. A beloved cult classic in the Battletech.
Exactly. That would be the best definition. Yeah. A cult classic.
For sure. Absolutely. Anyway, I was given an advanced copy to read, and Jason, your story so far is amazing. I'm so excited for it. I think the fans are going to love it. But yeah, like, let's just have a little bit of discussion about it and plot summary. I've got some images too. So if you're not watching, definitely go check out the video on the YouTube channel. And so you can check it out. But getting into it, it was such an intriguing concept, and obviously, I know all of our fans have read Far Country, being as popular as it is, and know all the details and all the characters, for sure. But for those that don't, where we left off in Far Country, at the end of that beloved novel, was the DCMS crew and the aliens of that planet. How'd you pronounce it, Jason?
The Tiete.
They are leaving the main planet, heading towards the moon, Far Country. So in this sequel, we see actually the prologue of them landing on Far Country, on the moon. And what do they discover, Jason? Tell us what they discover.
Right, so as they're coming in, They're greeted by a friendship party. So what I wanted to do was to introduce another alien race, something completely different.
And something so Battletech truly needs.
This little part corner of it, you know, we're getting to flesh it out. So they meet the Zyrak, an insect alien race. And of course, being aliens, most of them are drones, and they're just kind of, you know, as smart as your dog, maybe.
Of course.
But, you know, the queen and the princesses have intelligence. So, like, a princess meets them, and that's you start to get a feel that they're like, the princess is like, you guys are in danger. You need to come with us, and we'll keep you safe. And they're like, why? And they're like, well, otherwise the Star League will find you. The DCMS are like, the who? And that's pretty much where the prologue is ending. Is like, you know, the DCMS, all of a sudden, they know the Death Troopers know they're in trouble, and they don't know why, and smash cut.
Absolutely.
Smash cut to 3060.
Absolutely. And 3060, we pick up with the new characters in the setting, which are the Screaming Eagles 2nd Regiment, correct?
Exactly. And this whole story idea came around when I was doing the research for Skulka Foxes. I was like looking into the Screaming Eagles, their history, and there was like a unit that misjumped. We talked about it on the previous episode.
You know, we did.
This unit misjumped. It's like, what happened to them? So while I was working on Skulka Foxes, I was kind of throwing together an idea here, you know, throwing together a pitch, which I'm really like thrilled and it's astonished that, you know, the CGL approved and let me work on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they arrive in system and through happenstance, unfortunate circumstances, they are here, they're stuck, and they're forced to land on Far Country Moon as well.
Exactly. And if you remember from the first novel, they were essentially subsistence levels. The humans, they were fighting, there was like a battle mech. Wow, so and they've got this planet and this moon, both are habitable, and suddenly they start receiving a signal from the DCMS dropship. Sinner saying, "You're in trouble, land with us." We'll explain, and the DCS commander, Shosha Yubari Takuda, he starts talking to the mercenaries. Sinner saying, "This, because it takes time to travel in." So he's establishing for the mercenaries, for the Screaming Eagles, what's going on, which also helps bring the reader up to speed. Like I said, it's a smash cut, so it's kind of like, here's what's going on. So brings it up to speed. And so that's what lures him over to, Far Country, to the moon. Not lore,
Absolutely.
but yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so yeah, essentially when they land, what's the main conflict? What are they doing here on Far Country, the moon?
Okay. Well, to explain the plot for the viewers, but not to, I'm not going to do all the spoiler
Yeah,
stuff.
not too much. This is minor spoilers, right? This is just a taste, yeah.
So, as you know from the first book, different ships are jumping in from different points of time, different misjumps. Well, at this point, a Star League brigade from the actual Star League essentially misjumped in. And when they landed and they met the Zyrax, the brigade, the survivors, not all of them made it. They started kind of breaking into factions. Some people wanted to subjugate the Zyrax, some wanted to live in peace, so the brigade started separating and warring factions started arising. So as the Screaming Eagles are coming in, they learn from the Dust Troopers that in one faction in particular, one queen wants the wars and the fighting to end. Of course, she has to keep defending her territory, but she wants to work with the humans. She wants to work with the Dust Team and the Tiete to stop the wars. But the Dust Team and Tiete realize that they're going to need more humans. It's essentially the only way the other queens will stop the fighting is if the humans lose. They're human oppressors, human overlords, human teammates. They look at them differently. But the humans have to be defeated. The Star League has to be defeated. And the Eagles are the only ones coming in with enough strength and power to do that. So that's where the Dust Team is like, we need to work together. We'll be your scouts. I mean, they're special forces. You got the
Yeah,
Tiete working
true.
with them too. So.
And
So,
they've been there for roughly 4 years, right?
4 years yet. Far Country ends in 3056, and the Eagles go missing in 3060. So they've had
Absolutely.
about 4 years to sit there and kind of, go to ground, figure out what's going on, and develop the situation. So.
Fantastic. Yeah, so that's a great plot, and I'm super excited to for the fans to really get a hold of this story.
I hope so, because I mean, there's going to be some, sneakiness involved. Of course, the Star League humans are going to try and bribe some of the Screaming Eagles, so there'll be a little bit of betrayal. I don't know, no spoilers,
Yeah.
but there's going to be, it's not going to be as straightforward as I'm explaining here.
Of course. And I mean the Star League, it's interesting to see them in this kind of opposed light where they're, kind of the bad guys coming in here, so.
Exactly. So,
That's
so yeah, and
fantastic.
then. And the Eagles are working not for money. They're working for,
Survival.
and the Eagles came from the Star League, so they also feel like this obligation, like look how corrupt you are, so this kind of obligation almost to put them down to end the war, the fighting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, obviously we have a year to wait for the novel, Jason. But in true Mercenary Star Podcast faction or fashion, we've got to create a ideal force pack for this novel, So,
Right. And then, of course, I don't make the gaming decisions. I was on the first episode.
of
but
course,
this is like my
this is
ideal.
just what we picture as an ideal. So
Right.
yeah, why don't you lead us off on your ideal mechs for these different categories that we have set up, established, the repos, the variant, the jumping, and the new mech, and then any vehicles, battle armor, or aerospace.
Right, so they're jumping out of the minute magistracy of Canopus, yeah, the Mach. So I really wanted to kind of feature of a Capellan mech, because then you can also use it for any stories. And I like the snake. It's kind of an, I mean, the
Okay.
Komodo,
Yeah.
it's an anti-infantry battle mech designed by the CCAF. And the Komodo gets all the love from that TRO because, 10 medium
It
lasers,
did.
20, it did. This, but the snake's not terrible. It's not a bad little killer. So, and it has kind of a neat look. I'd love to see it redesigned for modern
Yeah.
eyes. For the variant, I want to use the Battlemaster because I want to really emphasize the humans and the Tiete working together. So it would be the double seat Battlemaster, like kind of a more bigger
Love
cockpit,
it. Yeah.
with the Tiete being the gunner. Because in my story, in a slight spoiler, I'm writing that the Tiete are actually really good gunners with like lasers and or ballistic weapons, things like Gauss rifles that shoot just DPS.
Oh yeah,
So
that'd be great.
yeah, so having a dual cockpit with a human driving and the Tiete just mauling with the PPC. I'm not saying that scene's in the book, but
Could
I'm not saying
be.
it. I'm not saying it's not. Hold on one second. Can you
You're
pause for a
good.
second?
Yep.
Sorry
Perfect.
about
All good.
that. Okay. So, going for jumping, I went with the javelin. Because javelins are, they're fun little table. Fun. They're fun on the table, and they always jump around, sit there, and get behind you with their SRMs.
Oh, absolutely.
Brutal. And then finally, for the repos, I picked the Star Slayer. The Star Slayer, as you know, is coming out with the Kickstarter Mercenary box. Should be
Yeah.
shipping any time now. In a couple months, I guess. And people love Star Slayers, so I figured
They
having a
really
Star
do.
Slayer in another Lance pack, having it available outside of the box set, might be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do love that.
And then
It's a great looking mech, for
it
sure.
is, it, and it's fun on the table also. And then for the, I wanted, I my ideal pack would have a stand of Tiete and Zyrok infantry. Each one standing about the same size
Nice.
of Inner Sphere battle armor, but
Oh
a couple of
yeah.
them with lasers, a couple with spears and stuff like that. Just for fun. So.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, if you know, people are already crying for that kangaroo infantry, so why not some
Exactly.
Tiete and some Zyrak infantry as well, right?
You
So.
could do a whole Lance pack. You get some Branth in there, get the kangaroo infantry, put
That's
these two,
right.
you can have a whole, whole box by itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Full, yep. I love it.
Yep.
So awesome. Jason, anything else that you want to share with the audience for this?
No, just said I'm honored and humbled. I'm getting a chance to write this book. You stand. They say you stand on the shoulders of giants. And so I'm honored to carry on the sequel. If it sells well and people like it, maybe there'll be a third one, The Farthest Country. To
The
round out the
farther,
trilogy.
ooh, why not, right?
Why not? What, round out the trilogy, and then
Absolutely.
I just hope people give it a chance. Like you said, it's a beloved classic. There are some. There's some mixed emotions about the first book. So I'm just really
It's
hoping
true. It's true. There's
people
a very
reach
small subset that don't like it as much, right? Just a
they're
tiny
small
group.
but vocal. So I'm
Yes,
hoping to
yes.
give this book a chance. Give me a chance to win you over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jason, thank you. I appreciate your time today for this presentation. Also, all of our fans out there, thank you for joining us. Happy April
Happy April Fool's Day.
1st. Happy April Fool's Day. So, we love you and we thank you for joining the show today and going along with this ride with us. And definitely be watching the airwaves for more information from Jason Hanza on Farther Country, because there's a lot to announce today. So,
Lot to announce.
absolutely. Well, for those watching, don't forget to check out our show sponsor, Fortress Miniatures and Games. Check them out. They're amazing. I don't think that they have the Tiete infantry, but anything else you need, they could
Anything
probably get
else?
it. So. Awesome. Well, hey, once again, thanks, Jason, for coming on. It's always a
Thanks for
pleasure.
having me. Thanks for having me. It was a
Absolutely.
lot of fun.
I am so excited to get everyone's reaction. to this amazing book and all the other announcements that we have for today. Have a great one, and we will see you all next time.
Thanks.